Yes, good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. This is Business and Economic Segment. And this is the platform that we discuss everything that is related to business, everything that is related to economics, and everything that is around us, particularly on the ground, that all the discussions are based on bread and butter. And this is a platform. This is a platform from the hour of 1800 hours until the hour of 1900 hours. This is where we discuss issues of governance, issues of trade, issues of international relations, issues of investment, and also this is where we discuss critical issues of political communication, especially those issues which are in line, with our national development, our regional development, and indeed our international development. We are indicating to you that we are a talk radio station. We are more focused on things that are related to bread and butter. That's why with Eagle FM Namibia, we are always indicating to you that this is your talk radio station, and this is a platform of Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And yeah, in our discussion, particularly at this point in time, everything that we bring on the table, we are always making sure that we bring about this conversations which matters, conversations which contribute to the development of our country, whether it's in terms of economy, infrastructure, and indeed human development. And we are always making sure that we don't just discuss for the sake of discussing, we don't just debate for the sake of debating, but we bring about these real conversations in order to make sure, that at least you get one or two points that will assist you, in moving forward, and that will also assist you in contributing to the development of the country. And this is also the platform. This is also the platform that we encourage critical conversations. We are always indicating to say, as long as Namibia is where it is now, looking at the past 35 years, what are those things that we have achieved? What are those things that we did not yet achieve as a country? What are those things that we did not do well as a collective? And also, what are those things that we did not do well as an individual? Because at the end of the day, it's about where we want to go, and it's also about the advancement of Namibia. We are looking at 2030. That is 4 years from now. We are looking at National Developmental Plan number 6. We are also looking at African Agenda 2063, particularly the flagship program of African Continental Free Trade Area. Are we moving, or we are just at a discussion level? Are we moving forward, or we are just at the discussion level? And we are also looking at the statistics. We are always say, man, in this context where we have been talking about policy planning, but when it's coming to implementation, there is still a lot of things that are not yet done. What is that that we are not doing right? What is that that we did not do right for us to be the second highest economically unequal country in the world? What is that that we did not do right for us to be the highest or the country with the highest unemployment rate inside the region? What is that that we are not doing right for us to depend so much on the outside world, particularly even when it's coming to feeding ourselves? Then you're asking yourself, what is that we have done so wrong for us to also to be having one of the most expensive electricity in SADC region? Then you're asking those questions to say, what is the implication of discovering oil and gas in Namibia? What are some of the challenges which are coming with this oil and gas? What are some of the challenges which are coming with green hydrogen? What can we learn from other countries? So we are bringing about those conversations. And the most importantly is on human development. Because remember, even if we bring about these discussions to say, according to the philosophy of Ubuntu, you are who you are because of other people. At the end of the day, we also need to start with an individual. We also need to start with an individual to say, from an individual perspective, what is your contribution to the national development as a citizen? What is your contribution to the national development as a citizen? We are starting from there. So that's why we are always making sure that this is your platform. This is your platform. For those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is a business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. And we are here. We are here until the hour of 1900 hours. So before we go to the conversation for today, before we go to what we have on the table today, it's always very important to make sure that you connect with us. Follow Eagle FM Namibia. If you want us to update you, if you want us to update you, or if you want to be updated, actually, particularly on the ground of economy, development, trade, investment, food security, governance, politics, international relations, make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia at all our social media platform. Follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn. When you do that, you bought yourself a free luxury, actually, for you to have access to free economic data and also economic insight. And we also have the Villager newspaper. The Villager newspaper is our e-paper. It's an e-paper which is economic-based e-paper. It's an e-paper which is based on economic content and also context. That is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can subscribe to the Villager newspaper by liking and sharing the page of the Villager newspaper on Facebook, on X, on Instagram, and on LinkedIn, and you'll be able to receive that e-paper every Monday, Wednesday, and also Friday morning, so that you can have your economic insight. That is why we are always bringing at this platform to say, if you are a researcher, if you are a student of governance, we are always indicating to you that if you are a student of economics, student of trade, student of governance, student of management, student of politics, and a developmental enthusiast or somebody who is interested in developmental affairs, make sure that you use the Villager newspaper as part of your sources of information, because if you use the Villager newspaper as part of your sources of information, then you will not miss out. You will not miss out because you will be able to have economic insight. That, of course, is what we call economic intelligence. And at this juncture, at this point in time, especially where we are as a country and also as individuals in Namibia, we do not need to make a lot of economic mistakes anymore. We do not need to make a lot of financial blunders, because we are at a very critical juncture where we need to make sure that we understand what is happening. We understand we have right information when it's coming to investment. We have right information when it's coming to trade, so that we can think critically and look at the future and see what can we do and what we cannot do. Where should we put our money on and where we should not put our money on? What can we do best and also what can we not attempt to do? Because when you look at the statistics are not on our side. Statistics are not on our side, particularly when it's coming to finance, when it's coming to financial management, when it's coming to the aspect of human development, ability of a human being within a specific state to be happy, to have access to the basic needs, and also for that individual has to be also optimistic about the future, and also to be optimistic about the future of his or her kids. So that's why we are always indicating to you that when you have economic information, it's easier for you to strategically plan about the future and also do right or act well, and also avoid unnecessary spending, unnecessary mistakes, and also unnecessary investment. So that's why we are always here for you. Make sure that you have access to the Villager newspaper. Make sure, in order for you to get access to current data, get access to current statistics, and indeed get access to analyzed reports on current happenings, particularly in the sector of development. So apart from the Villager newspaper, you can also make sure that you download the Eagle FM app. Download the Eagle FM app because there are always those people who are asking questions to say, Eagle FM Namibia, where are you? Why are we not connected to you? Or the frequency is fluctuating. We are not getting connected to you. We are here at the coast. Sometimes we are hearing you. Sometimes we are not hearing you. We are here at the north. What is wrong with the radio frequency? We are telling you to say, we are moving toward the world of digitalization. We are moving toward the world of advancement. And in a situation that, you are not able to be connected with us, make sure that you take your phone, take your smartphone, download Eagle FM app. You can go to App Store, you can go to Play Store, then you can be able to download Eagle FM app. And when you download Eagle FM app, you'll be able to listen to our programs which are on air. And indeed, you can also be able to listen to the previous programs through looking at the podcast. On top of that, you can also be able to download Imba app. We also have Imba app, and Imba app is the digital version of accessing the hymn book. It's a digital version of accessing the hymn book. And in this regard, if you are called at a situation where you are required to sing from a hymn book, you can be a pastor, you can be an ordinary citizen who is at a situation where you are required to give respect to somebody. It could be unfortunate life events such as a funeral. It could be happy events such as weddings, set of party, a retirement, where there is a celebration and you need to sing from a hymn book. In a situation that you do not have a hard copy hymn book, do not worry. Do not worry. In the context that we have you, we got you, and we got you in the context that you can be able to download Imba app. And when you download Imba app, you have the luxury of accessing the hymn book, either it's in Oshuambo, in Oshierero, or Maimburiro, in Afrikaans, in Sirozi, and in many other local Namibian languages. So download Imba app, and also make sure that you have access to the hymn book. So apart from that, before we go to what we have on the table today, it's always very important. It's always very important to make sure that, you market or you advertise with us, because we are always indicating to you that money invested in advertisement is money on the way back to you. If you want to reach out to large number of customers, large number of potential clients, either in Namibia or outside, make sure that you talk to our marketing team. And when you do that, you have access to the digital world. You have access to the digital world because we can be able to assist you. Talk to our marketing team so that you can have a page at the Villager newspaper, do your advertisement, or you can buy airtime on air so that, you can be able to reach your customers and improve when it's coming to your revenue, because we are always telling you, money invested in advertisement is money on the way back to the owner. Yes, we are moving forward with business and economic segment. And yeah, before we go to what we have on the table today, just looking at the news around, particularly when it's coming to the economic front, it's always very important to look at what's happening around you. But for your information, it's indicated that the French Prime Minister was voted out recently. The French Prime Minister was voted out. Francois Bayrou. He was voted out. And the reason of him being voted out is the fact that the members of National Assembly of France, or the French National Assembly, rejected his proposal of, to cut about 44 billion euros to reduce the country's burden of debt. Now, just for your own understanding, to give you context, France is one of the countries in Europe which, had colonies which have been paying colonial tax, even post-colonial period. And remember that France lost most of its former colonies relationship, particularly trade relationships. You look at Burkina Faso, you look at Mali, you look at look at Guinea, you look at Central Africa, and this is where the countries which depend more to them, especially when it's coming to resources, so especially when it's coming to human capital. And you need to understand also what is happening around the world, where there is geopolitical realignment, especially when it's coming to the economy, especially when it's coming to trade relations, especially when it's coming to alliance, and also when it's coming to tariffs. And for your own understanding, when France started losing trade relations with its former colonies, there have also been issues of trade and also issues of geopolitical conflicts, particularly when it's coming to Russia and Ukrainian conflict, where it has compromised a lot of countries not to involve into trade with those which are not their partners, particularly when it's coming to military alliance such as NATO. And it has put France into a very difficult predicament. And what you also need to understand is that when BRICS summit was held last year, many countries, even France, which is a part of Europe, have also applied to be part of BRICS, because you know why? France understood its economic position and also understood the change in international political economy. And for your own understanding, the debt of France per GDP is beyond 114%, and in simple terms, that is it means that when you go beyond 100%, it means that the money you are budgeting is the money that you do not have. That's why this prime minister wanted to cut to reduce the country's burden, but he lost due to the vote of no confidence that was put on him. Now, maybe for you, you are asking yourself a question to say, where is this coming from, and how come Parliament put a vote of no confidence in French Prime Minister? What you need to understand is that the political structure of France is made in the context that the head of government is the Prime Minister, although the head of state is the President, and the Prime Minister has to be voted by Parliament and also then appointed by the President, and is the second in charge in terms of government issues and in terms of government businesses. And in that line, he also has a power to appoint or to propose ministers, and it's so complicated to that extent that you have a prime minister, and you have a president, then you have also a strong national assembly. And when the economy is not doing well, national assembly use measures to discipline their head, their prime minister. But that is another information, and another information also to look at, particularly in terms of what is happening around is the ongoing case of the late Ngarungu, where you see the court battle continues between Zambian government and also the family of the former president Ngarungu, which is happening in South Africa, on where the former president has to be buried, where there is a fight between the family members of the former president and also the Zambian government. And one of the very interesting points which I have seen in that context is a explanation or the defense from Rebecca Kukaitombi, that is one of the lawyers who represent the family of Ngarungu, who stated that the former president does not have a right to be buried. He said the cop does not have a right to decide, but is a wife who has a right to decide. And his reasoning being the fact that when HH got into power, the former President Ngarungu was stripped of his presidential benefits. That's why now when they are fighting to say we want to bury our president, he was stripped of the presidential benefits, which is including security, salaries, and all the benefits. But now, and he died an ordinary man. He did not die as a former president according to the rankings of, according to the standard which is set there. Although people knew he was a former president, but the benefits were stripped off from him. That's why these things continue. And maybe the question that we need to ask ourselves is what we can learn from this. What can we learn from this? Is it is necessary? Is revenge politics necessary? How is revenge politics placed in, how is the revenge politics play in national building? We have seen these things happening around. We have seen this thing coming out even after people know more. And is revenge politics really important? Is it really important? What is the complication of revenge politics to the national development? So that is what we need to look at. That is what we need to look at. So the conversation for today, the conversation for today is going to be based on personal finance. It's going to be based on personal finance because when we are looking at what things are, how things are happening, when we are looking at how things are happening, especially when it's coming to the report by Auditor General, when it's coming to local authorities, even when it's coming to the main house, you know, State House itself, when it's coming to public expenditure, public, finance, you'll be able to understand that there is a lot of questions that we have been bringing about. That's why we bring about this question of questioning the concept of personal finance. How good are we Namibians, especially when it's coming to personal finance? How is our knowledge of finance? How is our knowledge of finance? And how is the knowledge of personal finance impact the organization that you are in? How is your knowledge of personal finance impact the business that you are operating? Or how is the knowledge of personal finance impacting the institution of government that you are leading? Because when you look at the report, when you look at the report of Auditor General, it's up to you to go and interpret, especially when you look at unauthorized expenditure. Start with a State House, not the current one, particularly last year. So you'll be able to understand that unauthorized expenditure go beyond 132 million there. Then you look at other institutions. When you look at local authorities, you'll be able also to understand that there is still a lot of things which are happening. There is still a lot of things which are happening. And there is still a lot of things that we need to work out, especially when it's coming to corporate governance, and also when it's coming to personal and public financial management. Now, that is not where we are going today. That is not where we are going today. Today, we are looking at an individual level. We are looking at an individual level because that is exactly where we need to go. That is exactly our fundamental point of departure. As it has always been indicated that at an individual level or at a family level, which is the foundation or the basic foundation of the society, that is where we need to start and that is where we need to get right. That is where we need to get right. And the question we are asking today is at the business and economic segment, how is our knowledge of finance? How do we manage our finance? And what principles and rules are we using when it's coming to personal financial management? And what is the impact of personal financial management to the organization that you are leading, to the institution that you are leading, and also to the community that you are in, and also to the country that you are leading? Because at the end of the day, it's about the final decision that you are coming up with. It's about the final decision that you are coming up with. So that is, those are some of the questions, or that is the main question that we need to ask ourselves, is that, yes, post-colonial Namibia, we have seen expansion in terms of the economy, and we have also seen expansion in terms of population. We have seen mass urbanization, and we have also seen towns, municipalities struggling to manage their population, struggling also to expand the services, and also struggling also to manage their capital budget. Then the question that you need to ask ourselves is that, what is the root cause of this problem? Is it really that a financial manager, is it really that an accountant of that organization or an accounting officer of that ministry does not know how to use money, or it's rooted somewhere? Is it that case, or is it rooted somewhere? And when you go back, as we were speaking about digital literacy, as we were speaking about financial inclusivity, let us now today come to the point of saying, what is my knowledge of finance? You know, when everybody go to school, we want a best job, we want good money, and we want good properties, and we want to live a good life. Then one thing that we do not have is that at the center of that is finance. At the center of that is finance. And what are the lessons from those who manage finance very well? What are the lessons that we are learning? Because remember, let us not talk about unemployment now. Let us not talk about problems that we are facing now. Let us discuss the aspect of financial in limbo. When you are financially in limbo, when you are financially in chaos, when you are disorganized financially, when you are disorganized cash-wise, then you go deep into the question of asking to say, why? What is the root cause of this financial disorganization, and what is the impact? What is the impact of my knowledge of personal finance on institutional development, organizational development, and also our national development? Because as Namibians, we must admit that there is something that we are not doing right. Let us take away the fact that we speak about a lot of people are corrupt. Let us take it out that way. Then we come back to the table and ask ourselves to say, what is that thing that we are not doing right? What is that thing that we are not doing right? Because if you look at the report of NAMFISA for 2025, which I think April quarter report 2025 from NAMFISA, which indicated that Namibians in 2024 owed cash loans around 8.1 billion. Then we were debating about this thing, and we were presenting these things to say, you know, among those people who owe these cash loans are educators. These are the financial manager. The financial advisor is also broke, or the financial advisor is also not able to manage his personal finance. And that is a fundamental point of departure to say, if we want to build our country, we must be honest with ourselves. Because what we do not want to get into is where other countries are, who failed to manage their finance. Because it has to start with an individual. How is our knowledge of finance from high school? I mean, not even from high school, from grade one. How is our relationship with finance from at home level? What is the knowledge of finance at home level? What is the relationship between how parents are raising their kids, particularly when it's coming to finance? Because we have been taught about this thing, you know, as young people, we are taught about, no, this is how you behave, this is how you must have good manners, this is how you respect elders, this is how you should be, you should not beat ladies, you should not do this, you must respect people, and all those good morals. But when it's coming to the main point of which has to be very important in this juncture. Yes, and these are the conversation that we continue to have to say. Yes, indeed, we were taught about all the morals. We were taught about all the morals and how we should do, how we should behave in the community, how we should respect elders. But the main thing that put us in trouble, and the main thing that we were not taught, or that we need to work out on, is the issue of personal finance, and also is the issue of property management. Because in a black community, you are taught about everything which is right, everything which you need to do as a young man, as an adult, how you should deal with people. But what
people are not taught, and it's bringing us problems, and it's also bringing the country problems. If our debt per GDP is beyond 60% as a country of the population of not more than 3 million people, or with a population of 3 million people, not more than 4 million people, if we are already there, what is it saying? What is it saying about the way we manage public finance also? What is it saying about the way we manage public finance? For how long our government and also state institutions have been complaining about mismanagement of public finance? And for how long even the government itself, the state itself, has been failing to manage public finance? But the question that we need to work out on is that for us to solve this problem, we need to be honest with ourselves and to say, let us look at the root cause of the problem. As long as we do an analysis of those challenges, we must be honest to ourselves and see, how can we deal with those challenges? What are the root causes of those challenges? Is it right that we need to start teaching the aspect of personal finance as part of financial literacy at school? Is it the high time now that we need to start speaking about those things? Because we can look at how we cure the symptoms. We can look at how we cure the symptoms. But are we ready to cure the root cause of these problems? Because the moment that we sort out the aspect of personal finance, the moment we sort out the aspect of financial literacy and financial management, then it's easy to deal with other issues. Because if a country like France is forced to outsit its prime minister due to the aspect of management of finance or how to deal with debts, what about you and ordinary Dave? What about you and ordinary Dave? What about you and ordinary African country, which depends so much from the external force, which cannot breathe for 2 seconds without an assistance from other countries? So we need to ask ourselves this question, because if we want to solve a national problem of crisis in SOEs, of crisis in management of public finance, if you want to solve this crisis, let us start from an individual view, from an individual perspective, to see how are Namibians equipped when it's coming to the subject of financial management, when it's coming to the subject of practical personal financial management and institutional financial management. Because if you are at the point where a teacher of economist or a teacher of economics or a teacher of accounting is failing to balance a personal budget, who am I, an ordinary Dave? What content do we need to use? So if we deal with that issue, if we sort out that issue, it will be easy for us. It will be easy for us to plan and implement those plans successfully. Because ask yourself, we've been looking at a lot of scenarios to say, maybe, where did we go wrong? We've been asking ourselves this question. We've been trying to analyze these issues to say, where did we go wrong? And where did we go right? But we fail to look at ourselves. We fail to look at ourselves to see, could it be that what we fail to do at the personal level is what is impacting, the institutional level? Because if you are only hiring a financial manager, a CFO, because of studying accounting, because of being a CA, or because of all the MBAs on top of him, but not looking at how this person is managing personal finance, or how this person has been dealing with the financial world, because he was supposed to prove himself. He was supposed to give a practical environment, practical example of how he managed to deal with personal finance. How do you manage personal, how do you manage institutional finance if you are failing to manage personal finance? How do you, how are you going to do that? So that's why at this point in time, at the business and economic segment, the discussion that we are bringing about is a discussion of saying, for us to deal with the issue of mismanagement of public finance, for us to deal with the issue of our Auditor General is always complaining and is always giving an Auditor General's opinion. But do we listen? We do not listen. But there is something that we can work on, which can take us quiet sometimes, but it will assist us when we think long term. If we start educating our children about finance, if we start connecting the young children with money, if we start also bringing the subject of finance at the table, because remember, if we continue to encourage this important conversation, if we continue to encourage this important conversation, especially conversation of finance at a dinner table, it will be easier for us to divert from unnecessary conversation. It will be easier for us to divert from gossips. It will be easier for us to divert from, illusion conversation, which only making yourself happy at that point in time, but will not assist you at a personal and professional growth. So the concept of personal financial management should not only be seen as an aspect of dealing with a person at an individual level, but it must be seen from a broader perspective. Because if what is being presented is a very good understanding of personal financial management, would also materialize when it's coming to institutional financial management. Because what we see, apart from the report from NAMFISA, the report from Auditor General is also indicating to us that even those who are dealing with, who are at the center of governance, they are also exceeding public expenditure, or they are also spending without authorization. That is what the report is saying. It's not me. It's Auditor General. You can go there and ask where and what are some of the things which need to be done. Are these people going to be held accountable? Are they going to pay the money back? Or we are just going to continue, although what is on the table is not business as usual? Because that is exactly where we need to start on. That is exactly where we need to start on. Because if institutions of governance are not able to manage their finance, what else can we do as ordinary individuals? And as it has always been questions on the content of financial education, to say, what knowledge of, or what content of financial literacy do we talk about? And what content of personal financial management are we talking about? Because I'm putting up these questions because when I engage experts in economics, especially those who are running this campaign of financial inclusivity and also access to finance, I'm asking this question to say, what is that you are going to do new? What is that you are going to do new which will assist to change the situation on the ground? What is that new thing that you are going to do, especially when it's coming to the content of financial education that you are going to give to the people? Tell me, how many people or how many entrepreneurs were taught financial management, and how many of them are managing their finance very well? And go and do your own investigation and do your research. Those who facilitate financial management, are they able to implement that within the institution that they are in? If they are not, who are you? What did they transfer to you? Although there is a saying to say, don't do what they are telling you. Don't do what they are doing, but listen to what they are telling you, which is a bit contradictory. Which is a bit contradictory, because if you are failing to do that, how come you can transfer that message? So today, the question that we need to ask ourselves, what is that we are doing wrong? How do we connect the character of an individual to an institution, to an institutional function? How do we connect qualifications and convictions? How do we do that? And also, how do we go back and reevaluate things that we did not do right? How do we bring the conversation on personal financial management on the table? How can we start with that from early age? What is that our generation will teach the generation to come? What lesson are we going to teach the generation to come to say, this is where you should do, where you should go, and this is where you should not go? Because at the end of the day, we must move somewhere. Because what I'm telling you is that finance is a means to an end. Although it's not the only means to an end. When you have a plan, when you have statistics, when you have a policy on the table, then you have statistics to guide you. Then what you need is a budget to back you up. And when you have a budget to back you up, you must have somebody who is implementing that budget. In implementing that budget, there are calculations. There are unforeseen circumstances which can come on the way. There are backup, finance, and there are also surplus. What is happening in that process? The success of a policy, the success of policy implementation depends on a lot of things. It's not only about the planner. It's about the implementer. It's not also only about the implementer. It's about the finance to back up that plan which is being implemented by that implementer. And it's not only about that. It's also about the situation on the ground. Is the situation responding? Is the situation on the ground conducive for that plan to be implemented? And it's also about the thinking of the implementer. To think and rethink about how to navigate that situation. Otherwise, if what is on paper could have been put on the ground, we wouldn't be where we are. We would not be where we are. Because when you look at plans that we planned, and you look at the result that we have, you will be able to realize that we are completely in a different world. We are competing in a different world. When you look at what African peer review mechanism is putting on the table, when you look at what African peer review mechanism is putting on the table, and you also compare that with what has been said about our country, and what we also have been saying about our country, and where we want to go, and what we do, it's completely different. I love when the president say corruption is going to be treated as treason. But I disagree with her budget. I disagree with her budget because if you are treating corruption as treason, you must make sure that you capacitate the institution which are dealing with corruption. That's point number one. You must capacitate the institution that are dealing with corruption. Because if you are treating something as a treason, then those institutions must be backed up. It's not only ACC. It's also FIC. It's also BON. It's also the police sector. Because the world becomes so sophisticated to that extent that it's also those who understand the change in the trends of the financial system that will be able to navigate through. So that's why today we are coming back. We are coming back to the concept of personal financial management. We are coming back to the concept of what is that need to be done in order to make sure that at the end of the day, we improve the way things are. Because honestly, colleagues, things on the ground are not conducive. When you deal with statistics, you will be able to understand that things on the ground are not conducive. The situation on the ground is not conducive. Then it requires more than a government. It requires more than a private sector. It requires more than an NGO. It also needs an actor in the economy, which is an individual, which is a citizen. That's why before we speak about blaming those who are not complying with auditor's principles, which indeed they need to do. Let us think about ourselves to say, what is my level of personal finance? If I manage my personal finance this way, what if one day I become a financial manager? Is this what I'm going to do? What if one day I become a CEO? Is this what I'm going to do? Or what is that I need to do? Do I want my kids to manage money the way I manage? Because if you just ask yourself that question, do you want your kid to have the knowledge of finance that you have now? If yes, what is that you are going to add to your kids' context of understanding of how finance is working? So, those are conversations that we need to have. Those are conversations that we need to extend. And those are conversations that should not leave or should not be absent, especially on the dinner table. Because at the dinner table is where important discussions are held. When you have a conversation with your friend, when you have a conversation with your partner, when you have a conversation with your kids, those are things that we need to start, because for us to fix this economy, which have been very difficult to fix quite for some times, although there have been attempts, we must try our level best to start from all levels so that we can meet at the national level. Because if we start from finance, then you go to education. If we start from personal finance, we go to academia. We look at the context of education that has been given. We look at the practicality of things. Then we see that at least we are going to get somewhere. So dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And thank you always for always following us at our social media platform. Like we're always saying, like we're always indicating to you, follow us, Eagle FM Namibia, on Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And make sure that you follow the Villager newspaper, which is your economic e-paper, which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And also make sure that you download Eagle FM app so that you make your life more easier. So that you make your life more easier, you'll be able to listen to the programs which are on air and also the previous programs through podcast. Like we always say, it's always very important to have access to the economic insight. So it's very important to have access to the economic data so that you can be able to make those clear business decisions, those clear personal financial decisions that will not only assist you, but will assist your family, your community, your region, and indeed your nation at large. So thank you very much, and I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly and Nalu Vanda.